So my fearful mind is going to use my body as an argument for separation. So my fearful mind is going to use my body to make me be separate from people and make me feel separate from people, because it was my body that I had to use to transport me to Mercury Cafe. Mm-hmm. So I use my body to join. So now my body has become a demonstration against separation. And when my body becomes a demonstration against separation, my body heals. Mm-hmm. I want my body to be used as a demonstration against separation. Mm-hmm. I want my body to be used as a demonstration against separation. I want my body to be used as a demonstration against separation. I want my body to be used as a demonstration against separation. That's the same as saying, I want my body to be used as a demonstration against fear. I want my body to be used as a demonstration against lack. I want my body to be used as a demonstration against sickness. I used to use my body as an instrument of separation. I used to use my body as an instrument of specialness. I used to use my body as an instrument of fear. I used to use my body as an instrument of judgment. Mm-hmm. Now I'm using my body as a demonstration against separation, against hate, against anger, against attack. I'm using my body against separation. And what's really freaky is that we don't see the connection between doing what we just heard and getting our bills paid. That's why it's hard to listen to sometimes. Because it's like, what does this have to do with me getting my bills paid? What does that do with making me have a much more peaceful physical reality? And he's telling us exactly what it is. I'm going to teach you how to use everything in your life that you used to use to hurt you. I'm going to show you how to use that thing to totally heal you and bring you joy and make you happy. I'm going to take everything you've been using to hurt yourself, and I'm going to use it to heal you. I'm going to take everything you have made and brought into your life, and I'm going to use it to heal you. I'm going to take every relationship, every attitude, every feeling, every memory. I'm going to take everything you've made, and I'm going to use it to demonstrate to you that you are loved. I'm going to take everything you've made, and I'm going to use it to demonstrate to you that you are loved. And if the mind can heal the body, if the mind can heal the body, but the body cannot heal the mind, then the mind must be stronger than the body. The mind is stronger than the body, because the mind can heal the body, but the body can't heal the mind.
Yeah.
Just because you look pretty, it don't mean that you got no more sense. You know what I'm saying? The body does not heal the mind. You know, you can hike all day, but also try to give yourself some new ideas too.
Yeah.
You know, add that to the mix too. Because in and of itself is not an introduction of new ideas, even though it's entirely healing to hike. Give ourselves all of it. So I said it to the group one more time. Are you willing to allow your instrument of separation to be used as a demonstration against any kind of pain or suffering or harm against you?
Yes.
You willing to have your body used as a demonstration that love is all you have in your life?
Yes.
Did you get it that death is not going to resolve the conflict?
Yes.
All right.
It's really funny, but some people believe that, you know, if they just check out and die, that everything will be resolved, even though you just keep continuing where you left off.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happens after this. And since, you know, but I was thinking about that. But since I don't know what happens after this, for sure, at a human level, me, I'm talking about me. I don't know what's going to happen after this, for sure. At a human level, I notice that then it's up for grabs. So why do I want to side with someone's version of an afterlife that's fearful?
Yeah.
When I can't prove it and they can't either. When it would seem like it would be much more in line with love for whatever state you're in to be loving. You see what I'm saying? It would be the nature of love. I don't care what plane of consciousness you happen to land on, it would be the nature of love to make you safe now. Isn't that beautiful? So we know the afterlife, if it's based on love, would have to be wonderful, but we don't have to die to get there. All we have to do is make the decision to live now. 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 Make the decision
to live now.
And happy new year. And happy new year. All right, let's acknowledge ourselves, because that was deep. Take it up for a I have a plan and no plan.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing with me. I'm going to do the love offering. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. You have no idea what absolute core beliefs that we're shaping today.
Yeah.
And that's why you may feel a little somber or a little melancholy. It's because you really were affected by what you heard. It really, something got through and it stunned the ego. So the ego is like a little comatose right now. That's okay. The ego, I know what I'm talking about. The ego, like right now, is like, you know. Because we listening to this with another part of our mind, right?
Yeah.
This is not our day-to-day. This is not our day-to-day mind that's coming to this Course in Miracles class. So if you want a copy so that you know the steps of how that loving mind stuff works, you can get a copy of the class. I make them for $5 and then I bring it back to next class. So that when we go unconscious, we'll have something we can refer to.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do go into what the Course calls the sleep of forgetfulness. Okay? All right, I'm going to do a quick review. And that kind of prepares us to go out here in the lab. It's so good to see you all. I got to put some glass before my eyes, wait a minute. Okay, it's so good to see you all.